Hello.
Liz, you are the inaugural Sunday Premier Sunday first caller to be ever in the we're pretending is a brand new show. What do you want to say, Liz? What's the deal? What do you want to
go down the annals?
Well, I was only going to say that polar bears are meant to be really dangerous and very grumpy.
They're extraordinarily dangerous, but then again, we've only do you know polar bears are black? Now, here's the thing. You're saying, all right, then, you're trying to get the new show going by a
contentious
That was
great, wasn't it?
But it is.
Yeah.
They are.
How are they black?
Well, here's the thing. Liz asked me.
How are they black?
Well, you see, polar bears are actually... The hair on them, their fur, is actually absolutely transparent, right?
And hollow-tuned.
It's a hollow-tuned, hollow-tuned, and it's transparent, right?
What?
But reflecting its circumference... I'm not saying if you put them in a red room, they'd go red. But technically, they're transparent, and their skin is black. Now, you're saying, well, how can something be black when you look at it and it's white?
But, no, I was going to say, actually, there isn't a colour white or isn't a colour black.
Well, there is. No, I never bought into that. That was the sort of thing at school. You said,
that was one of those scientific facts that Danny never bought into.
Isn't black meant to be the presence of all colours and white the absence of all
whatever.
No, that's Vishnu, the presence of all gods.
But they're black. They're technically black because their skin is active. Have you ever tried to eat one?
Not recently, no.
It was worth a shot. Anyway, but they are jet black, the skin of a polar bear. But bringing you back to your res, they are extremely dangerous, but they are not the most dangerous animal in the zoo, according to 1,000 zookeepers.
But what I will tell you is...
I'm saying, Liz...
They're pretty grumpy, though, aren't they?
Oh, man alive, you bet.
And I'm not sure this is suitable bait, 21 in the morning.
No,
that means it's not. About your rare polar bear.
Yeah.
Before they could get their hands on guns, shall I tell you how the Eskimos took to killing rare polar bear?
Go on.
Oh. So they have to kill the polar bear.
You're glad you rang, isn't
you? Yeah, go on. I got this during the longest interview I've ever done as a professional. A 3-day stint around at Robbie Coltrane's house.
All right.
It ended up with him showing me enormous books about Eskimos. He was really obsessed with them.
Yeah.
I suppose that a tincture or two had been taken. And he said, now look at this. This was just very disturbing. He said, very disturbing. In the 1930s, the Eskimos found they could get their hands on machine parts very easily.
Yeah.
And the best thing they found were car springs. And they used to bend the car springs around, put them inside seal grease, and let them freeze, and then they would just leave them out on the ice. And Grand Polar Bear would come, yummo, stuff the whole thing down himself. Inside their body, the grease would melt, and the spring would spring open.
No!
And kill them very slowly from within.
Oh, fantastic!
Yeah? Awful. Polar bears are black,
awful,
and that's how you kill them.
Then again, what do the Eskimo cannot starve?
I think the Eskimo's got about 100 million names for snow.
I don't buy into that. I think that's just a Western affectation. We like to pretend that.
You don't agree with me at all, do you?
Well, I do. You see, but the idea of the polar bear, I would have gone for. But you are not 1,000 miles away. And if no one comes closer to you in the next sort of 15, 20 minutes, Liz, I'm going to go to you. The things are true, you're going to